This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joining us on the microphone today live is Matt Graham, founder and CEO of MBS Live, a must-have application that sits on your desktop, on your iPhone, and anywhere and every device possible to get the latest market updates. But unfortunately, Matt, what you're doing, what's showing on your screen is not lower rates. It's going the wrong way. What's up?
Nope, but I believe less. It'll turn around. It has to, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, CPI, big deal last week, definitely. It was an interesting day on Wednesday. It was an interesting week due to the Veterans Day holiday, one of the only two holidays and the first time in 2021 that we had a midweek federal holiday. And then that always creates some weirdness when it comes to how traders participate. It makes the following Friday a bit weird, as we have seen time and again in the past with Thanksgiving. And it basically meant that Wednesday was like the day where everybody wanted to get out of town, either literally or figuratively. And that can sort of exacerbate some of the moves. And I think that it did to some extent during the middle of the day. So CPI came along in the morning, much higher than expected. But notably, the market didn't really react to it in an extreme way at first. It really sort of built in a weakness gradually heading into the 30-year bond auction. And I think that's what traders were even more defensive about on Wednesday, because on Tuesday, the 10-year Treasury auction didn't go super well. And that sort of gave us the impression that the previous week's rally, and if you remember that one, that was the one that was driven by short covering and the Bank of England comments, that 10-year auction sort of suggested that we may have found the bottom of the current range and needed to head back in the other direction, or we had exhausted the good graces of the short covering, short squeeze rally that we talked about last week. So rates, yields rose heading into the 30-year auction. And then the 30-year bond auction was absolutely terrible. It was the biggest miss in terms of the actual auction's yield award versus the 1 p.m. when issued yield, which is sort of like the expectation, if you will, the market's running expectation of where the auction should land. It was the biggest miss since 2011. And other stats of the auction were exceptionally weak. And all that followed a big backup in yields throughout the course of the day. Those sorts of big backups in yields tend to make the auctions easier to bid on, not harder. So the fact that it was still very weak really underscored the reality that the previous week was too strong, too much driven by short covering, too much of a reaction to Bank of England comments. And it was time to head back into the late October, early November range. And that's what we did. And now in the current week, we are continuing weaker. So as far as the economic data coming up, we had New York Fed Empire State Manufacturing this morning, not a big market mover. Retail sales tomorrow, probably the headline of the week, expected at 1.2 versus 0.7 previously. And housing starts, building permits on Wednesday, Philly Fed and jobless claims on Thursday. Economic data has been mixed bag. There's criticism of the Fed. Are they behind the curve? Are they making the right decisions with respect to inflation? And there's a lot of discovery to happen, a lot to play out. COVID case counts leveled off and maybe rising again, and that could help underpin a supportive environment for rates. But we're waiting with bated breath, let's put it that way, to see how things shake out for this transitory inflation narrative, as that is currently going to be a big market moving consideration for 2022.
Yeah. Transitory inflation. There you go. That's a good one. It's true. Less has been more right than wrong in a lot of these calls that he's made. But man, there's sometimes when you see some of the data that's out there and some of the trends, it seems counterintuitive. But you know, he's been more right than wrong. And so have you. Your screen's always hot. It's really great. What else you got for us, Matt?
That's all I got for today, other than the Lickin' on Lending code.
Yes, Lickin' on Lending. Go put in LOL in the code or signing up, and you get what, Matt?
You get double the free time and streamlined sign-up process, no credit card required. We should probably tell them what we're talking about. MBSLive.net.
Matt, appreciate you, bud. You got a great product, a great service. It is so valuable. Let's go get Jack Nunnery in here. Come on, Jack. You got a comment and opinion about these rates? So,
first of all, I think it's noteworthy to point out that in the week ending November 11th, your fixed rate dipped back under 3%, David, to 2.98.
That's Freddie Mac's take, but that should always be noted, that that lags reality, and it's really a Monday versus Monday report. And so by the time that came out, rates had already jumped back up. So the average lender is definitely well over that now. And it's sometimes a little frustrating that that lags reality as much as it does. And it can create some confusion when borrowers come to loan officers and saying, hey, where's my 2.98? Well, that you could have gotten that 4 days ago, maybe, but not anymore.
That's a good point, Matt, the borrower confusion issue. But Matt, the one thing that I kind of dove into over the last couple of days was I was trying to find correlation between transitory inflation and an increase in yield in the bond market. And so I saw some graphs that really overlaid the two from 1870 all the way up to 2021. And there was periods of a quick burst or surge in transitory inflation in 1880, 1900, 1920, World War II, the Carter administration. And it was only in World War II and the Carter administration that we saw a strong correlation between an increase in the bond market with a correlating to a substantial burst in inflation. And I thought that was kind of interesting as I try to put all this together and look forward in this market. There was just absence of strong correlation between the two.
Well, I don't know. It's a tough one. I think 2009 is probably a good case study, and it has been for a lot of reasons with the big moves post-COVID. But like now, the big uptick in inflation followed a big drop due to some shock. So in 2020, it was COVID. In 2009, it was the financial crisis. And I mean, it really occurred in late 2008. But yeah, in 2009, then yields and inflation rose together with a strong amount of correlation, actually stronger than the current one. But I don't really know what else to say about it other than 2009 is the only other real good example I see. And even then, how do you compare COVID to an economic crisis when the economic crisis sort of was its own source root cause, and COVID was the root cause, not an economic crisis, but for a lot of market turmoil.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm sitting thinking about this. I'm thinking of Les's report, which is projecting where he sees things going forward. And then I kind of see you as Sergeant Joe Friday of the old Dread series. Nothing but the facts. Here's what's happened. So it's not boring. It's really important. We got to have the facts. And then it's fine to those, the prognosticators that do so. I think that's really, really good. Get signed up for it. Appreciate you, Matt, for being here.
You bet.
Have a great week up there. Folks, next week we're going to have Dale Larson III and Dale Larson Jr. Now, it's a father and son team that started Modex, M-O-D-E-X, one of our sponsors. We're going to have them come on, start talking about recruiting, some of the latest stuff that's going on in this area, because many people are looking at this next coming season. Who are we going to be recruiting to? How can we do that? So we've invited Dale Jr. and Dale III come on the podcast and talk to us next week. Talk about some of the latest developments in that area. I look forward to all your feedback, listeners, for what you're wanting on the podcast. We're getting a lot of what we do. We respond to specific requests. So love the feedback. Be sure to share this with others. I want to say a thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, the CMLA, Lenders One, Incelerate, Mobility MMI, Modex, MBA, Knowledge Coop, Mortgage Collaborative, SnapDocs. Check them all out on our website, lookitonlending.com. We'll look forward to having you back here a week from now, everyone. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.